Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks schools are operating under special precautions today because of a shooting threat. An alert issued to parents this morning says exterior doors are being kept locked due to a threatening note found at Lathrop High School, where law enforcement officers are on patrol this morning. Fairbanks North Star Borough School District spokeswoman Cherise Walker says the note found on a school floor late last week specified the day and time when a shooting would occur.
Lathrop High School administration did receive an anonymous handwritten note indicating a serious safety concern. It was brought to their attention by a student who found it.
The Fairbanks Police Department is working with the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District in regards to the public safety concern that they received earlier.
Police spokeswoman Yumi McCullough says both police and Alaska State Troopers have officers at Lathrop. The text alert sent out by the school district this morning says students at all sites are being confined to school buildings and that a decision on after-school activities will be made by 1 p.m. The Alaska House passed a bill early this morning revising last year's overhaul of the state's criminal sentencing laws. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that after a series of contentious votes on amendments, 32 House members voted for Senate Bill 54, while 8 voted against it. Anchorage Democratic Representative Matt Klayman says the bill makes improvements to last year's Senate Bill 91.
I suggest to all of you that Senate Bill 91 has never been the boogeyman. We know that longer and longer sentences are not making Alaska safer.
SB 54 increases penalties for Class C felonies and petty thefts, as well as for those who violate the conditions of their release. Anchorage Republican Chuck Kopp says the bill is part of a criminal justice reform effort that allows people to redeem themselves.
The most beautiful stories that are ever told among humankind are always stories of redemption. The orphan finding a family, the lost being found, the broken life restored, a wounded heart healed. Senate Bill 54 is very aggressive on crime, but it does not shut the door on a man and a woman's life finding a way back.
The House passed 10 amendments to the bill over 3 days of debate while defeating 25 others. 6 of the passed amendments toughen penalties for some offenses. Some representatives say the amendments didn't go far enough to restore penalties that were in place before the legislature passed SB 91 last year. Wasilla Republican Representative David Eastman was one of 6 Matanuska-Susitna Borough Republicans who voted against SB 54.
The message of SB 54 that I see can be summed up in 3 words. We as a state love criminals.
2 Democrats, Sam Keto of Juneau and David Guttenberg of Fairbanks, also voted against the bill. They said it repealed too much of SB 91. If the Senate doesn't agree to the changes the House made to the bill, the two chambers could form a conference committee to try to resolve differences. The Fairbanks City Council approved an ordinance last night transferring money within this year's budget to ensure needs like snow plowing are met through the end of the calendar year. Meanwhile, the council continues to work on next year's spending plan. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The council unanimously approved an amended catch-all ordinance that moves money around several accounts in the budget to keep the city in the black while ensuring it has enough budgeted for routine but important functions.
It's very common we do this about November timeframe every year, just so we can clean up the budget a little bit.
Mayor Jim Matherly says the ordinance is a housekeeping sort of measure that's typically considered around the halfway point of the fiscal year to transfer funds from accounts that are flush to those that need it.
We got a little more like in bed tax, so we're going to put that over to Explore Fairbanks because they're entitled to that. We received a little more in cannabis tax, so we're putting that in the general fund. We got a little less money in business licenses than we thought, so we're bringing that down. We're just adjusting and adjusting.
Matherly says council members worked long hours last week and again Monday, reviewing his proposed $33.4 million operating budget for the next fiscal year. He says it's a tight budget that fixes a $700,000 shortfall that the city wasn't able to fill with additional revenues from a property tax increase that city voters turned down in last month's local election.
The voters spoke, and they said no property tax to make up the loss. Then I had to start with a negative $700,000 budget for fiscal year 2018, and I got it up to plus $200.
The mayor balanced the budget in part by eliminating 5 city staff positions. 2 will be vacant after the employees retire. The other 3 will result in layoffs. Matherly says the risk manager position's duties will be undertaken by personnel in the human resources, public works, and finance departments. Elimination of the other positions will mean 2 firefighters will lose their jobs. He says that decision's based on the fire department being fully staffed, while the police department is badly short-staffed.
They're full strength right now, so that's why I look to that department, because as you know, the police are very short. They're down 6 cops.
Matherly says council members will meet again Thursday to continue their budget review. He says he expects they'll discuss and perhaps recommend alternatives to his proposed job cuts, as well as revenue increases. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
A long-planned sobering center is set to open in Fairbanks. The Tanana Chiefs Conference shelter will accommodate people incapacitated by alcohol.
For up to 12-hour stretches to sober up and have a safe place to shelter.
TCC's Shirley Lee has shepherded development of the sobering center, which is located off Airport Way in the DiNardo Center, a former mental health facility owned by the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. At a ribbon-cutting Monday, Lee recounted what motivated the Sobering Center project, the winter of 2007-2008, when 7 people froze to death in Fairbanks.
And I'll share one story about one of those individuals who passed away. She passed away Christmas morning. She had gone to church and stayed at that church as long as she could for Christmas Eve services until the building was no longer open. And by the next morning, she was dead, because she didn't have a place to go because she had been drinking.
Efforts by TCC, the Trust Authority, and local partners, including Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and the City of Fairbanks, yielded a 3-year, $500,000 state grant that realized the 12-bed facility. Lee says TCC is modeling it after a successful sobering center in Bethel.
The neat thing about this program is once our guests have been here and they've sobered up, we will offer them the chance to have an expert screening, which is
screening, brief intervention, and referral for treatment.
Sobering Center Manager Jamie Noble says the screening includes specific questions about alcohol use.
And then we're also going to be asking about domestic violence, depression, and recreational drug use, as well as tobacco use, and trying to give them the referral, or not the referrals, but the resources that they need.
Noble says that provides a path to recovery. In the past, people picked up on local streets were typically jailed or taken to the hospital, depending on their condition. That will still happen for those who've committed crimes or are in medical danger, but City Mayor Jim Matherly says the Sobering Center will provide more appropriate care in most other cases.
That's the hole that's been there. You had the extreme of the hospital or the not extreme of just the police station, and what do you do in either one? If you're in the middle, that's what this will serve. It's going to plug that hole.
Mayor Matherly and representatives of other project partners emphasize that local support will be required to keep the center operating beyond the 3-year state grant. I'm Dan Bross.